One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR. We're also being simulcast around the world on live internet. Wherever you're listening to us, hope it's on shortwave 4840. We're glad to have you in here. Tonight we're going to get into an interesting subject. Who's running the world? Whose authority? Who's got the power? Does Yahweh care? Is he alive? Is he well? Is he recovered from the ordeal of his first earthly sojourn of 33 and a half years? We're going to explore some of those questions. We're going to get into some of the things that would determine the questions that we're going to ask here. Now, the Bible says in Colossians 1:12 and 1:13, as well as Ephesians 2, 1 through 2, that all sinners are under Satan's power. It says also in Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7, that Satan manipulates and controls the world's kingdoms. Now, if you look at Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king of the first Babylonian kingdom. It's possible that Satan was in Nebuchadnezzar's heart, get him puffed up, and thinking that he was something. You know, pride goes before a fall. Daniel chapter 5 gives us an indication of why Nebuchadnezzar failed. He was driven from the sons of men. His heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. They fed him with grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High God rules in the kingdom of men, and he appoints over it whomsoever that he chooses. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we go into the accountability description, who are you going to give an account to? Probably you are not a ruler like Nebuchadnezzar. You're not a ruler like Stalin or like the presidents of the United States who say come and go and people go. And unto Adam, here's the first accountability. Those that are accountable are those that have a conscience. Those that have a conscience are the blushing white, the sons of the Father. And he said unto Adam, which means that he shows blood in the face, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of your wife. You know, today, just like it was in the time of Adam, men are still hearkening unto the voice of their wives. Now, it's not because that wives are always wrong. We know better, because we find that Sarah gave Abraham some good advice when she said, cast out the bondwoman. So, it don't hurt to give an accountability to a wife if she's right. But if she's wrong, the weaker vessel, you must be able to stand up and give an account, because it has to come to you, to Yahweh, come, it actually boils down to Yahweh, that you've got to come before Yahweh, and you've got to give an account for every deed done in the body. Notice here in Genesis chapter 4, and he said, Yahweh said to Cain, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. You know, some of the greatest mystery and some of the greatest evidence that has ever been presented upon the world stage is blood. If there's a crime committed and there is blood at the scene, it is one of the most valuable substances upon the earth. Blood cries out from the ground, and it still does. We just didn't know the impact of the scriptures when it was talking about that the accountability that Cain had to give to Yahweh concerning Abel, whom he slew, because his works were more righteous. You know, jealousy is cruel. There has to be an accountable reckoning for jealousy. A lot of people are tormented and they are tortured because of jealousy. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. And Sarah, Genesis 16:5, said unto Abram, my wrong be upon me. I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was then despised in her eyes. May Yahweh judge between me and her. Now, this is Sarah who gave Abraham a concubine to go into her, and so he did, and she conceived and brought forth Ishmael. There was an accountability, and there's a consequence of the accountability. Today, we still have consequences because of the sons of Ishmael still in the earth, causing lots of trouble to the world. Notice this one. 1 Samuel 15, 26. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And here is the prophet, and here's the king. The prophet would not walk with the king because he had rejected the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh had rejected the king from being the ruler over Israel, and Samuel, in his integrity, would not even walk side by side with the king. The Bible said, withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly. Now, what does that mean? Well, if your brother loves the world, if he loves the things of the world, if he's always talking about the world, you can know a man by the multitude of the words out of his heart. Now, some men are negative by nature. They have a nature that they don't have a lot of faith to accept the word of Yahweh. Here is Saul, for the sake of trying to please those around him, he disobeyed Yahweh by not killing the prize sheep. He wanted to keep them for himself. He didn't see no wrong in going against the word of Yahweh. And it did seem awful foolish for Saul to order everything killed that breathed that belonged to the enemy. And so he held back or hid the prized sheep and wanted to make them part of his staple. You see, when you go against Yahweh, those that's on Yahweh's side will go against you. You'll have no fellowship with the fruits of darkness, but you rather reprove them. Learn how to reprove so that you'll teach others to fear, to walk in holiness, to be accountable, not to draw back. My soul has no pleasure in them that draw back, the Bible said. So Joash, the king, remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada, his father, had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, Yahweh, look upon it and require it. There was an accountability. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. That's what Job said in 33:13. Wherefore doth the wicked contend with God? He hath said in his heart, God will not require anything at my hand. Psalms chapter 10, verse 13. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as you conduct yourself in this world, you have to be accountable. Finally, at the end, even the governments today, the things that are evil, the things that we talk about, the matters that concern us, both politically, it's sort of like the weather. We complain, but we can't do anything about it. Or at least we think we can't. Well, when you think you can't do anything about things, the people that rule, the evil ones, they can do things to get you to turn from your righteousness by being silent, by not speaking up, by not demanding accountability. You become a victim of those who rule over you. A hidden matter that's not revealed will fester And the Bible says there's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. Every one of us must give an account for the accountability is required at our hands. You can't escape accountability. Saul couldn't escape it. David, who committed acts that were not proper, he killed the soldier, the Hittite, to get Bathsheba. And she was a beautiful woman. Her husband served in his own army. They commanded his general to take this young recruit, this Hittite. He wasn't an Israelite, ladies and gentlemen. He was a Hittite. However, the way David done this matter, the prophet was told what he done, and the prophet told David after he had this man killed to get his wife that he had to give an account. Now, David used discretion. David was wise. David was also a sinner in this matter. He comes short. He loved this woman so much that Satan tempted him to have this soldier killed, put on the front lines. Wasn't it against the rules? You know, it's not against the rules for America to send our troops abroad under the pretense of claiming that they're doing it for freedom. Here in America, we're told that we're free. Oh, really? Have you exercised your liberty? Can you travel without a passport? Do you have to salute the flag of the Constitution or a flag that doesn't really represent America, but it represents the bankrupt system of the United States? Under that jurisdiction, are you tried properly? See, the accountability of this government has never been required of this government. America is a strong, very strong. Nations around the world fear us. When a Yankee comes, the game's about over. If we want to really get behind the matter and push it. But if we fought for righteous causes other than the causes that we're told to fight for, they say we're in Iraq because we're there to give the Iraqis freedom, because Saddam was an unkind king. The whole truth of the matter was, we went to get the oil. When we went into Afghanistan, we were told it's because the enemy was hiding in that area, and we needed to defeat them because they were the enemies of the United States. The real truth is, we're there for the opium, the drugs. That's all we got. We've been there for almost 10 years. We haven't defeated anybody yet and probably won't. That's not the purpose of us being there. It's to occupy so we can control the flow of the drugs that is coming out of Afghanistan, all out of Iraq. Now we're picking a fight with Gaddafi because we want his oil. At least France or Europe wants the oil. And so NATO, that's why NATO took over. after the United States started it, there they are. Is there an accountability right now for them? No. Look at the Federal Reserve. Do they have to give an account to the American people? Most people believe that the Federal Reserve is part of the government. They don't know that it's a group of international bankers that's not required to give an accountability to anyone. And therein lies the sin for the lack of accountability. If we had accountability, they would have been gone a long time ago. But they don't have anyone to answer to. Rejoice, young man. Let your heart cheer in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your own eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Are we ever going to have an accountability system for the Federal Reserve? Is anyone going to ever demand it? Are the people who would rather pay high prices and keep their mouth shut than to question where all this money is going to, who's getting rich? It looks like that the New World Order right now is busy around the world orchestrating confusion. Because their theory is that they can rule out of chaos, to make the people bow, to burden them with debt, and to demand accountability through the IRS. Have you paid your taxes? The deadline is looming. Don't get caught without giving accountability to a system that even the system itself is illegal. There's not a law that justifies the IRS to collect taxes. But since you're in the system, if you've ever signed a contract, if you don't have your original birth certificate, if you haven't divested yourself entirely of the whole system. Once you sign a contract, you're obligated, not by law, but by contract. And so therefore, they rule over you, they rule over you through ignorance. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know why? Because there's no accountability system set up for this country or others. They're all the same. You say, well, I'll just move to Canada and I'll get a fair shake. Guess again. The Queen collects her taxes. The Queen collects her taxes. Those that rule over you cause you to err by giving an accountable justification for your actions, and then you let Yahweh go. Most people have quit serving Yahweh today. They will not serve Him. They will not call upon His name. They will not get baptized in His name. They call on other names, unprovable names. And you can preach on it until you turn blue in the face and the people say, I know what I've got. The Bible says that Satan, who is not accountable right now, he's given power over all upon the earth to cause them to receive a mark. He's not accountable. He's running rampant. Our nation loves to sin. We have a nation of sinners. If you compared America and her sins to Sodom and Gomorrah and her sins, which one do you believe would be the most wicked adulterous generation. And most of you would say, well, America. Well, why isn't America given an account? That's the $64 question. To whom do we give an account? Is Yahweh still ruling? Or is Satan loose on the earth, running rampant, causing systems of evil, just like the Federal Reserve? It's an evil system. But nobody would dare speak out of it or call it evil. Some people have tried it and haven't succeeded. Our congressmen and senators are afraid to even bring up the subject. They avoid it like the plague. They have seen what happened to their colleagues of the past that were gunned down, disappeared, planes crashed, and things of this nature. They rule by intimidation and fear. No accountability. People talk about Saddam killing his people. All nations on the earth have the power to kill their own people. They don't have to give an account. But listen. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father. Neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. You'll reap what you sow. There's no escaping. Now, as a good tree can't bring forth bad fruit, if you're righteous, you'll bring forth righteousness. Look at America overall. Look at the direction she's gone in the last 50 years. Oh, yeah, we still meet out at the church on Sunday. A few of them open on Saturday, very few. None of them gather on the new moon. That's for sure. They don't have to give an accountable reckoning to Yahweh. And because that they prosper, they cast the truth to the ground, and they prosper, the Bible said. No accountability, nobody holding them accountable, not even Yahweh. Well, what's the Bible say? The Bible says he has chosen a day to bring in the accountability. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways. Repent and turn yourselves from your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Now, Yahweh is just and not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance and give an account. And because a judgment is not swiftly executed against a sin or a failure or a shortage, people say, well, see, he didn't see that. That's how I got away with it. He's made a fortune do it. I can do it. Now, Yahweh has showed man what is good. And what doth Yahweh require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And whosoever shall therefore break one of the least of these commandments, and shall teach men to do so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, in the day that you have to give an account, to bring accountability to the plate, what are you going to give in exchange for that day when you have to be judged to give an account for every deed done in the body? And because it's not swiftly executed for the transgression, you see, when you die, the Bible said, you must give an account. Now, why would you have to give an account to Yahweh? Simply because He is the executor of the final justice or mercy. Notice this, Matthew 22:12. You've got to be dressed right to get to heaven. And Yahweh descended and came into this next level, and He said, friend, how camest thou in not having on a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And Yahweh said, bind him hand and foot and cast him out. There's going to be a day of an accountable reckoning that you must give your account to Yahweh. And as it says in Matthew 23:35, if therefore you come before me, then all the righteous blood that is shed upon the earth, if you're partakers of these evil deeds, although you've never killed nobody, but you're partakers, or you support that cause, you're accountable that all the blood from Abel to the blood of Zacharias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar, you shall give an account. Make your election and calling sure. Be sure your sins find you out. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach. Do you believe that Yahweh is still on the throne? Has anyone moved Yahweh off the throne? Is there a power in heaven or in earth or under the earth that can displace Yahweh from the final authority of accountability? Do you know of anybody? The fool has said in his heart, there is no Yahweh. And if those who begin to eat and drink and join the world, the Bible said, I'll come for that wicked servant in a day that he thinks not. You ever think about how many people dying per day in the earth? That's the cunning of Yahweh. Be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour. Oh, you're healthy. So-and-so was healthy. He wasn't sick a day in his life, but I know. And he was found dead in his bed with a heart attack. You're not promised tomorrow. The fool who thinks that he can hide from Yahweh or get away by doing these evil things and can escape, he's just fooling himself. When David was hungry, when he had a little ragtag army, and he was trying to depend on the people in Israel to reap some of their fields and pick their fruits and feed his army that he warred against Saul, the unjust king. Old Nabal had a wicked heart. He hardened his heart when he was asked to contribute, when he was asked to serve the king. He didn't have to give an accountable reckoning to David. David had no authority. At least that's what he thought. But the final authority, David didn't have to do anything to Nabal. The Bible said he hardened his heart and he turned to stone, and Yahweh slew him. Take heed, lest any of you have an unbelieving heart, depart from the Father of lights. What about the method of salvation and accountability? What are the things that are demanded of you tonight? Just like the festivals that I preached on last night. To give an account. 3 times a year must your males appear before me. 3 times a year. You say, well, we don't have to do that now. That was under the law, Pastor Buddy, and we don't do that no more. Glory to God. I just got through reading you that he didn't come to do away with the law, and those that would teach that he did would be the least in the kingdom. Now, where are you going to stand? When Yahweh said, this is a memorial and do it forever, we're going to have a festival here of Passover, keeping the second Passover, challenging anybody in the continental USA that if they have any scriptures against the second Passover, if the second Passover is not the true Passover or the one that the Messiah died in, that you should do it in remembrance, then we challenge anybody in the U.S. of A., any preacher, any college-trained seminary preacher, search the scriptures. For wherein you think you have eternal life, you have no accountability. You think Yahweh is going to call the evil ones up in judgment? They're going to depart from him. He never knew them. They don't have to be accountable to Yahweh because he doesn't expect anything other than wickedness out of them. They're all going to perish. Those who are not wicked, but have chosen to go with the wicked ways, the Bible said, learn not the ways of the wicked. Evil communications corrupt good manners. You say, well, we're having an Easter service right down here in town, and I don't think I'll have to drive down there just because Pastor Buddy said, I've got to keep the second Passover. Friend, how comest thou hither? How'd you get in here without a wedding garment? How can you know without a preacher? These revelations come by someone that's been accountable for the teaching that could either save, make, or break your soul. Fear him who can cast both soul and body through accountability. If you don't receive chastisement, you're a bastard and not a son. I don't want to be guilty of any of the righteous blood of Abel. It's all going to be unaccounted for. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. I told you that they that offer a goat at the Passover meal has done a great injustice or insult, not knowing the types and the rituals and the shadows. By offering a goat, the Bible said to take a lamb, not a goat. To take the lamb from among the sheep or the goats. And everybody would say, well, see there, he said, get your son, get your goat. He didn't say that. He said, take the lamb from among the goats. And I'm trying to emphasize that tonight, that you would not err. And when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a great dispute was made, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. see to it. And he delivered the Messiah into the hands of those who said, crucify him. You think Pilate escaped because he washed his hands, he could get the sin out of betraying the Messiah? No, he didn't want to betray him, but the political situation demanded that he choose. And because he couldn't quieten things down, here he is, in a mess, in a squabble, and to save his political career, he went against his wife's advice and betrayed the Messiah into the hands of sinner. And do you think he might have to give an account? And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you. Here's how important this message is tonight. When you depart, shake off the very dust from under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that person or that city or that place that would not hear you. And when he had called them, he said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer a steward. There's coming a day, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to give an account. You're right. As the old saying goes, you're going to have to pony up. But they which are accounted worthy to obtain that world, now that's the one to come, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. And he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day when the books are opened, and another book, which is the book of life, and they search throughout that book. And everyone had to give an account. What about you? The Passover's coming up here in May. We would love for you to come. We invite you to come. If you pass up this opportunity, you may not have another opportunity. The world could end before the next festival comes about. We are truly in the last days. It's truly that we're going to have to start giving an account. Now, we've got people. All of our people are poor. They don't have much money, but they got a lot of faith. They're rich in faith, of whom this world is not worthy. We got people who have to struggle for their finances to get enough to come to stay at least a day or two. They fight, and they scrape, and they save, and they do without. That's an accountable person that says, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and will stand in the last days upon the earth. And though the skin worms devour my body, yet in my flesh I shall see Yahweh. Every eye of the wicked who had their chance, who said they would go and didn't go, will see him. They will give an account. There is a day of accountability that they must reckon before Yahweh. They must, and he's going to ask. But they're not going to have any justification when they stand before him. Well, Lord, I knew you were a hard fella. I knew that you reaped where you hadn't sowed anything. I knew that you and told me that I'd have to answer, I'd have to pony up. But I was in the, down there in the world, and things were so hectic, and I was so busy, I just didn't have time to remember to keep the three feasts of the year demanded. I didn't know I was going to have to give an account for it. And Yahweh said, you ever read the Bible? Well, yes, but I just didn't think that you were that serious. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know today is the day of salvation? Don't you know that if the date of May the 15th comes and you're not making plans right now, if you're not giving your heart to it, you're probably going to come. We're giving you an invitation, and it's the Spirit crying out through me, knowing the wrath of Yahweh. How can you escape the wrath of Yahweh? By doing not the things that He said to do. There is an accountable day. Now today the world is giving an account to Satan. He'll lie to them. Just bring up something that looks good like Easter. And here in just a Sunday or two, they're going to celebrate Easter. And people are going to be deceived. Even the very elect, some of them. They're going to be weeping for Talmuz. They're going to be standing out in the graveyards, worshiping the sun, turning their ears from the truth, being turned into fables and sounding brass, failing to hear the trumpet sound of the new moon, counting the times and the days to keep it according to Yahweh's times. On the 14th of the month at even, in the evening of the 14th month. Well, what calendar are you talking about, sir, Pastor Buddy? I ain't talking about the Gregorian. I'm talking about the lunar calendar that you can look up into the heavens and see the signs as it goes through its functions and from one new moon to the other, or from one Sabbath to the other, it's real easy to determine the times of the lunar. According to the book of Isaiah 66, verse, chapter 66, verse 22, 23, and 24, from one new moon into the next Sabbath. You'll have to give an account to Yahweh for the deeds done in your body. Are you baptized in Yahweh's name? You'll have to give an account. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. There is an accountability according to the Bible. Have you ever sit down and determined through reckoning what the name of the Father is? You say, well, he's got many names. My pastor, I asked him about what you said, and my pastor said, he's got many names. I witnessed to one of the, this preacher was a Southern Baptist preacher in the hills of Tennessee here. He had made it big in the health food industry. Matter of fact, he's one of the largest health food practitioners in the world. World renowned. I witnessed to him about the name of Yahweh to see what he would say. Oh yeah, he said, I've heard about Yahweh. I said, well, are you baptized in his name? Oh, no, 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 no. He's got many names. I said, how many names have you got? Well, I've got one. I said, if you've got one, then where is it to say in the Bible, he's got many names. When the Bible says there's not but one name under heaven whereby that you'll have to give an account to. You better sit down and figure out Matthew 28:19 and solve that mystery, because there is a way that seems right. And right now, so many people are in those seem right ways that you seem comfortable, because there's so many of you, and you say, well, how could so many of us be wrong, Pastor Buddy? Look at you all. There's so few of you. And we've got a worldwide church. We got a missionary movement in all the world. We got churches in all of every nation under heaven. Just because you're many, does that make you right when he said there'd be few? Could I not say that I'm the few, not the many? Straight is the way, now is the gate, and a few that are going to give correct accountability. You're going to have to give an account for what you've done. Well, I've been baptized and Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Pastor Buddy. Well, what's Father's name? Well, God. Lord. It doesn't matter. We don't have to be sincere about this. You take everything too serious, Pastor Buddy. You expect God to come right down here and snap his fingers, and you want an answer. Wouldn't that be better to give an answer now? He's not willing that you should perish. Come, let us reason together. Search the scriptures daily to see if what I'm telling you is so. And I challenge any of you to find a name, the name of Yahweh, to be any other than Yahweh. If it's not the only name given under heaven, if it's not the credible name, the provable name, the accountable name, turn from your sinful ways and turn to the way that you have to give an account to Yahweh. For every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Yahweh is King. And the knee shall bow. Those who say, well, Lord, we've done many wonderful works in your name. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You listen to the Shepherd's Call. My time is coming, Don. I've enjoyed being with you tonight. May Yahweh bless you. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. Here for many years. On WCR. Dr. Gary's number, if you'd like to call him tonight, 1-877-289-7439. Give Doc a call and tell him you heard Pastor Buddy worldwide, around the world, on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the accountable message. You must give an account. You must believe his words. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar. There being no cause thereby that we can give an account of this concourse, Acts 19:40. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. That's when the truth's going to prevail. You can't have an excuse. Well, I went to church down there with the rest of them. Where are they going? Same place you're going if you're not right. By that man who he hath ordained, wherefore he hath given full assurance to all men that he raised him from the dead, and judgment is committed to the Son, whose name is Yahweh, and a flesh body, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Write me tonight. I need your help. Come to our festival starting on May the 15th, going through the 24th of the month of May. You'll be welcome. come and visit us. I'm at Post Office Box 568. Write me a letter. Tell me you're going to come. We welcome you. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. 37874. You can call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. And I'd like to mention tonight our website. Got a lot of hits on our website. Brother Bob told me this week, informed me, as he keeps up with those who go to and visit our website, we've had a lot of visitors. If you'd like to go to our website, it's simply www.oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com. Go and visit our website. Tell a friend about our website. You can listen to hundreds of hours of recorded messages. If you would choose to do so, there's lots of articles. We published several documents. Therefore, your reading and your understanding, we hope and pray that you do yourself a favor and that you go visit our website. May Yahweh bless you and give you understanding. If you would like to attend our Passover, that'll be May the 15th. We'll start on a Sunday night, or we'll have an old-fashioned foot washing. Come and be part of that. And then we will eat a meal that night or that evening. And then the next day, which will be the 16th day of the month of May, that's the 14th day on the lunar calendar. That's when we will kill the lamb at 3 o'clock. And then we will prepare the lamb, roast it with fire. And then the ladies will serve the meal after sundown. On the night of the 16th, when the sun goes down, it'll begin the 17th day. We'll eat the first meal with unleavened bread. And we will continue for 7 days to the 24th, where we will praise Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last days. You might not have another chance. You might want to be somewhere with old-fashioned Holy Ghost people that believe the word of Yahweh, that teach it like it's wrote, and keep his commandments. For he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained by God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Do you want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Well, if you do, come to the Passover, repent, and be baptized. We believe you'll be blessed for coming to the festival. Yahweh can bless you if you have enough faith to put on the whole armor. Don't take it off. Put it on. Walk upright before him and fear him, for he's coming after a people that kept the faith and they denied his name. Are you ready? And are you willing? I'll see you Monday night on WWRB, 9 o'clock, prime time, with the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. Yahweh bless.